Good morning, John. Thanks for coming in and talking with me once again.
Ah, thank you, Tom. Appreciate the time and KSJD's support.
Absolutely. So the Montezuma Stand Down for Vets was last week, and yes. I hear it was a wonderful success. Let's talk a little bit about what happened there. What were some of the numbers, some of the stats that you
had? It was a screaming success. They didn't really know what to expect. The commander, you know, talked about if he could just get one vet through the door, he'd be happy, you know. You know, I'd hate to try to limbo under that bar, but, you know, what we did end up doing was there was 113 vets that signed up that came through from all over the area in five states. We covered five states. Most of the vets were from Cortez. 72 from there, 12 from Mancos, 9 from Dolores, and then they were scattered out in different places. We saw two homeless. The long travel award was a guy from Billings, Montana.
Wow.
Then we had the other states and towns were Monticello, Las Vegas, New Mexico, Tiquinos Pass, Pagosa, Bayfield, Durango, Egner, just all over the place. And so that tells us that we got the word out, and it covered pretty good, and so we're excited about the next one next year.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We decided that 18th of September next year, so put that on your calendar.
Okay, I'm sure we'll be talking about it here on KSJD.
I'm sure you will be.
Well, let's talk about some of the highlights. I mean, you had a lot of different kinds of folks there, vets that were there to support other vets, vets that needed support. What were some of the takeaways for you?
Well, I was running the table for the VFW having to do with the grant. So most of mine was, gas and food cards and things like that. And just helping people get a little bump, a little help in their life, you know. And so the city market is where we buy those at because they have the gas pumps outside and food inside. And the cards are good for both. It's kind of hard to tell what was going on with the other folks, because what I did do is I got four new intakes on the grant. I had seven of the gas food cards, and I was talking to like the Legion. They recruited, you know, four or five new people and informed people about what they could do, and they have a similar program there. I'll be helping the Legion to apply for this grant for them for next year. So we're trying to expand who's able to participate in this grant. And it's a veteran trust fund, so it's the relief for veterans in need. The other areas on the floor all over the place. I mean, it's housing. Salvation Army was there. Volunteers of America. There was dentists there. There's lawyers there. There's all sorts of things. So any help that we could lend, we tried to guide the veteran to it. And we just, sometimes you got to ask them gently, mm-hmm. you know, to get, you know, what do you need?
Well, I remember when we were talking to Tom Andres too about this, he was saying that, you know, he just hoped that vets would show up to support the other vets. Just show up. Maybe you don't need any services there, but just show up.
And they did.
And be there.
And they did. It was interesting to see, because we know each other. The veterans pretty much can, you know, it's like two dogs spotting each other across the street. You know, we know who the other one is. And it was kind of interesting to see an evolution of thought that you could see come over their face, you know, and that they would see the DAV, they would see the American Legion, and they'd see the VFW. And this was hosted by the VFW and co-hosted by the Auxiliary. But what you'd see is almost an inspiration to participate. You know, they just like, well, I got to get involved in this and somehow. So then you see them doing things like emptying trash cans, or they'd be moving clothes around, or they'd be doing, you know, they just jump in.
And, it's infectious.
Yep. And that's a good thing.
It is when it comes to helping people. So I understand you had a gentleman show up that had a lot of different kind of needs. Could you tell the story of that guy and what happened with him?
Sure, if I don't choke up. he came through the door and he signed in. And somebody at the door started talking to him about what his needs were, you know, so that they could kind of guide him. And we had people on the floor working as guides. And so what he shared was his issues. And one of the big ones was that he was at risk of losing his house. So one of the things they did was they guided him to, and I'm not sure which agency helped him on this one. I heard about this at their after action meeting. But anyway, they helped him out with his mortgage and to save his house. And then they said, what else can we do for you? So we fed him. He definitely went out of there with a full belly and whatever he could carry in his pockets, and that was okay. I think he did get a haircut, but he needed clothes. So, you know, he went in the room there with the clothes and was able to select through some things that would help him out through the winter and whatever. By the time he left, he was in tears.
It's really incredible, John, that someone like that was able to show up to this thing and to get that kind of help, and you saved his life. You know, that's what it sounds like to me, is that this man was at the end of his rope.
Yep.
And you guys were there to keep him from falling off that edge.
It shouldn't happen. Veterans are proud. It's hard to watch.
Well, John, thanks for coming in and sharing that story this morning. I know it's hard to talk about sometimes.
It's tough. I told you I'd choke up on it.
It's okay. You almost got me going here.
Well, it's a hard thing, Tom, because, you know, you see them and you want to help them. And I don't think that sometimes they haven't gone as low as they think they can go. They're still holding on, and they're still fighting.
Thanks again for coming in, John. I appreciate your time. That's John Davis. He's with the VFW Post 5231 here. You've been listening to KSJD's Veterans Affairs program. I'm Tom Yoder.